All right, estimation of yield loss. And does Target Spot reduce yields? And we've had comments and that it's 200 pounds of lint per acre. This test was set up with phytogen 499 and 1050 again. And what I did was is made vary the numbers of applications of headline in order to create different levels of Target Spot damage. And did it on those two varieties and look at regressing the disease intensity or number of headline applications against the yields of those two varieties. Same rating scale we used again. The application dates in this study started on at first bloom, which is that first arrow. In some of the treatments, that was the fungicide application, and then we went up 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 headline applications in this test. And the blue arrow shows when I went in and did the disease ratings. And they were harvested on the 11th of October again. And this is the progress of disease on the two varieties in this particular study. There was a little bit of leaf spotting on the phytogen 499 at the 31st of July, and it rapidly increased up to the middle of September to the point where you had about 80% defoliation. That blue line is 75. The 1 and 2 spray program slowed disease a little bit, but not a whole lot. And the other programs did a better job. And one of the lines didn't show up in here for some reason. The 4 application program didn't show up, so I'm going to have to fix that for the paper. If you look at the Delta Pine 1050, didn't have near the amount of disease development as you did in the 499, which I've showed in some of the other trials, but you basically get the same pattern as far as the numbers of fungicide applications effect on disease. The more applications, the less disease you get. If you look at the AUDPC values, that's basically an indication of total disease development over the course of the season on the two on these varieties. There was no difference in the interaction between the number of headline applications and Target Spot AUDPCs for the two varieties, so we pooled those numbers. So you're looking at with 0 sprays had the most disease, and you start to stair-step down a little bit with every additional application till you get to 3, and then that kind of is the transition to the what you see with 4 and 5 applications. This is regressing yield versus Target Spot intensity. And with phytogen 499, we're looking from an intensity of 5 to 8. And it's significant, highly significant reduction in yield as Target Spot intensified. The interesting thing is, if you look at the equation at the bottom, it suggests that the yield potential of 499 in this instance is somewhere around 5,000 pounds per acre, which we have to do a little bit of looking at this one, but it may indicate that the yield decline is actually in the range of 1,300 pounds per acre, not 200 or 300, theoretical yield. If you look at Delta Pine 1050, there is a slight decline in yield as disease intensified, but the relationship between yield and Target Spot is not significant. And Delta Pine is, as I said, you can consider it either resistant or tolerant, and Kira and I are going to have to discuss that when we get back. This is not yield versus headline applications, a little bit different take on it. On phytogen 499, that is, again, a highly significant relationship between yield and number of headline applications, and that is a pretty good slope on that line, and you're looking at basically 120 pounds of seed cotton for every application of headline on that variety. On Delta Pine 1050, again, the equation is the line is a significant relationship between the two. It is going up, but we're only getting a 50 pound yield gain on average out of every headline application. So there's completely different relationship between the number of applications and yield response with the two varieties. So we did see a progressive reduction in target spot with increasing headline application numbers on both varieties, but not that relationship between increasing disease and yield on the DPL 1050. Again, my experience in peanuts says if you put five or six applications out on peanuts, you ain't going to see a spot out there. The efficacy of the product is not particularly good because I was actually hoping we wouldn't have any leaf spot with S5 application programs, and we certainly did. So we did get a significant yield gain with increasing headline application numbers, and certainly the yield response as numbers of applications increased was much better on the susceptible variety than it would be on the resistant or tolerant variety, Delta Pine 1050. So, you know, we've got a little ways to go on this one. So it certainly we're losing yield, but that response differs on variety susceptibility. Yeah, I don't know about my comment on catastrophic yield loss because it looks like the phytogen's losing a lot, maybe losing a lot of yields to Canespora leaf spot, but we have to find a way to really control the disease in these trials in order to really establish whether that indeed is going on. So right now, I'd have to say, like a beagle, it may have a little more bark to it than bite at this point, but we still need a little more work on it to see where we are. Thank you.
Any questions for Dr. Hagen?
Have you done any controlled inoculation tests, or have those tests been developed?
No. These are just field trials. I didn't mention the work at the most of the work that was done at Gulf Coast was in areas that were cropped to cotton the previous year. Now the wire grass were rotated areas. They were only in cotton once every 3 years. But no, we've done no inoculations in the field.
Have you looked at baseline sensitivity of the fungus to the QOIs?
That's next. Yeah, that raised a red flag, particularly when I saw your information. We may already have tolerant varieties out there, and we don't even know it. I mean, lines of Canespora. Yeah, that might be an issue.
All right. Thanks a lot, Austin. And as just a final comment, I want to thank everybody for being here. The 2 points I asked you, remember, in the beginning was, A, what is target spot? And I think Dr. Vallad clearly showed the plasticity of this. I've waited all day for that term, the plasticity of this this fungus. And now we can have some indication where it's been. It's now coming to cotton, but may not affect other, maybe different than what's on the other ones. Second question, does it matter? And I think when you look at what Dr. Ritchie presented, Bob, I'm glad you're here. I wish you'd been here early. This was the best session you could have ever missed. Second thing is does it matter? I think that Dr. Ritchie clearly showed what can happen, what's the importance of not only the defoliated leaf, but the leaf that's compromised by disease. And the last two talks have shown that fungicides can be an important factor coupled with variety as far as managing it. So with that, we're concluded. I want to thank you all for being here today. Appreciate it.